Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Optimism is in the air, and pessimism is being crowded out. The second government shutdown that looked like a certainty is not going to happen. President Trump will not get the amount of money he wanted for a wall, but he gets enough to get started. It'll be argued that President Trump caved in on the border security fight, but there's other money in the bill to improve security with new technology. It's time to move on to other priorities. And at the top of that list is a deal with China to end the costly tariff war. U.S. leadership, including U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, are in Beijing negotiating this week. President Trump has said he is prepared to delay the planned 25% increase in tariffs scheduled for March 1 if real progress is made. And there's reason to think that both U.S. and China want a deal. Trump's ag supporters are getting desperate for more trade, and the dispute is seriously hurting China's economy, with their stock market down more than 20%. If our negotiating team in Beijing can reach a positive agreement, then President Trump and Chinese Xi will meet at a later date. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Last week, the government released the carryover levels of corn, soybeans, and wheat in storage. On-farm corn stocks are down 4% from a year ago. However, on-farm soybean stocks are up 30% from last year. But on the plus side, the grain in storage is still less than the trade industry expected. I don't predict any explosive price increase, but a trade deal with China would help. And this week, I was at a luncheon where House Ag Committee Chairman Peterson spoke. I've known him for years. He's a great guy with common sense and good judgment. He's optimistic about the new farm bill that we were fortunate to have passed last year. It didn't get tangled up in the government shutdown. Ag committees are usually not very partisan. There was pressure to impose added work requirements on food stamp recipients, but that didn't go anywhere. Chairman Peterson was optimistic that the new farm bill will be good for agriculture and can be implemented quickly. The chairman has always worked with both parties. He's a Democrat elected in a district that voted by a wide margin for Trump. I like it when optimism rules over pessimism. And until next week, I am John Block from Washington.